Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
It is time for us to switch our focus to food for the remainder of this half hour, and we'll start with our weekly dose of restaurant news from the team at eatout.co.za before we focus our attention on Korean flavours in Cape Town. As always, though, let's start with Tessa Purton, head of content for Eat Out and its sister site food24.com. Lovely to have you back with us, Tessa. Welcome.
Hi, Pippa. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for inspiring the second half of our food segment today, because last week or the week before you said you tipped us off about a great Korean restaurant in Joburg, and we asked the question, where do we find similar flavours in Cape Town? We're going to answer it for our listeners in a few minutes' time. First, though, let's talk about what you've got to offer this week, Tessa. I know from many, many years of waitressing that a lot of restaurants choose to close on Sundays and Mondays because chefs also need a weekend of some sort, even if it can't be at the same time as everybody else. You, though, have put together a list of those that don't operate that way because it helps those who find themselves on a Sunday evening wanting to go out for a bite to eat and slim on options.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, Pippa. You know, I've had friends visiting Cape Town from overseas, and sometimes they just struggle to find restaurants that are open on Mondays and specifically Monday evenings. Yeah. So, yes, we decided to put together a list of the places that we do know that are open on Mondays. So we've got quite a big list that covers Cape Town and the Winelands. In Cape Town, we have Albero Taqueria in Greenpoint. If you're on the hunt for some Mexican, their tacos and margaritas are incredible. Then in Gardens, there's Kyoto Garden Sushi. If you're looking for an upmarket Asian seafood experience, definitely try their Alaskan king crab or the whole crayfish in miso. They also do incredible sushi. For a special occasion, like a birthday or an anniversary, La Colombe is open on Mondays, and that is the Eat Out number one restaurant for 2019. They have a very sophisticated menu, but quite a playful touch. So their famous dish is obviously the tuna La Colombe. They also do Cape Malay-style dishes. I know on the menu at the moment they have petit poisson and tiger prawn, so quite a variety there. If you're looking for some pizza and homemade pasta, then I really, really recommend Woodlands Eatery, which is in Vredehoek now. It's moved from, I think...
It was at Deer Park before, wasn't it?
Deer Park, correct. And now it's in Breeder Street. And their wood-fired pizzas are incredible. They have one that's got a slow roast lamb with creme fraiche, which is hugely popular. There's also La Boheme Bistro, which is in Sea Point. That's a great place for sort of a laid-back wine bar vibe. They have loads of by-the-glass wine options. That's paired with sort of hearty bistro-style food. So think fillet steak with mushroom risotto, pulled beef with gnocchi, you know, all those nice sort of wintry flavours that I think we're all craving right now.
You've put together an extensive list and for Cape Town and a couple of options in the Winelands as well. So if you are looking for a bit of inspiration on where to eat tonight, for example, do check out the Eat Out website to find that particular article. The other thing worth checking out this week, Tessa, is a review of a place you told us was coming a couple of months ago. You said to us, keep an eye on this. There's a new venue coming to the old post office in Stellenbosch, which is really, really exciting. It's now open for business. Tell us what you've discovered at Post and Pepper.
Yes, so our latest review on Eat Out is on Jess Van Dyke and Dimitri Hadi Gregorio's restaurant in Stellenbosch, which is located at the old post office building, where Jess is serving flavorful small plates where you can find things like crispy lamb lollies served with a charred spring onion dip. She's doing a gourmet fried mac and cheese with smoked short rib and a parmesan veloute, potato roaster cook, smoked springbok with duck liver parfait, onion marmalade, beetroot and hazelnut. So all beautiful small plates that are meant to be shared. So they recommend ordering 5 to 7 small plates between 2 people. And they've also got a great wine list, which features wines from all over the Western Cape, not just Stellenbosch. They've got 2 cup classiques by the glass, and then a variety of whites, reds, rosés, and a huge selection of local gins. So if you're a gin fan, their gin cocktails are incredible. And then the reviewer said that the service is friendly and that the origins of the old post office give the restaurant a sort of nostalgic charm. There's also a small bar for pre-dinner drinks. So, yeah, if you're looking for somewhere new in Stellenbosch, Post and Pepper is on the corner of Plain Street and Bird Street.
And Tessa, just to remind our listeners, all of your reviewers dine at their own expense unannounced. There's no question that there's special treatment offered to them. They are just another customer arriving on just another night that the restaurant doesn't know is reviewing them, correct?
That is 100% correct, yes, and we pay for all our meals in full.
Thank you for that. Tessa, it's always great to chat to you, and thanks for keeping us abreast of all the exciting news from the restaurant world. We'll chat again next week.
Thanks, Tessa. Chat soon.
Keep well. Tessa Purden, Head of Content for eatout.co.za. That is the website to visit if you'd like to read either of those articles, the review of Post and Pepper in Stellenbosch, as well as the list of where to eat out on Sunday and Monday nights.